The San Francisco Chronicle this week reported on the parents of a Berkeley High School sophomore who are planning to go to court. They want to stop teachers at their daughter's school from promoting what they say are overly liberal viewpoints. Michael Larrick is the student's father.
The initial dispute was with a concern over the use of biased political views in the classroom. And that had to do with just even visual, with the posters, let's say, that were plastered all over the wall.
What kind of posters?
Well, things like the death penalty is racist.
Mm-hmm.
A teacher that my daughter had, who is gay, decided to bring into the classroom a survey. And she wanted all the kids to sign it to avow that they were supportive of the gay community and sign it and get their names printed in the school newspaper. I didn't care about the subject, what it was. I felt it was undue pressure on students who are going to be graded by this teacher, who they all know is gay, and she's giving them something to say, do you like gay people or not? Well, that's a lot of pressure on a kid, don't you think, in a learning situation.
Would you be satisfied if they did address controversial issues such as the death penalty, such as gay rights, but presented the other side of the argument in equal time?
Yes. That's what I love. I want the kids to get all points of view.
And yeah. So you presented this argument to the school, and what did they say?
They said they stonewalled me all the way. Nothing. Well, finally, when I did work my way up the ladder to get to Michelle Lawrence, who is the superintendent of schools, she admitted to me on the phone and that they should have never been allowed to hand this petition, survey, whatever. I said, great. But there were other things that I had complained about and got nowhere. We would just like to see them adopt some of the very, very simple, generic guidelines that most other school districts in the state have. Michelle Lawrence said, quote, she will not put in any guidelines for the teachers in the district.
Now, Mr. Larrick, you live in Berkeley, California.
Yes.
This is a city that is known throughout the land for its liberal viewpoints.
Mm-hmm.
Why is it something that you're fighting against, that this school has a liberal philosophy, a liberal point of view?
Well, aren't I really doing what a Berkeleyite would do?
Protesting.
Well, yeah, free speech, if you will.
And well, free speech. I mean, they would argue free speech starts in the classroom with the teachers. They should have the freedom of speech there.
But in an academic setting where these kids are a captive audience, and even according to their own academic freedom statement, to show all sides and to allow them to think and to learn in an unbiased, uncensored atmosphere, they're not doing that.
Michael Larrick speaking to us from Berkeley. And now in defense of what's happening in Berkeley classrooms, here is Michelle Lawrence, superintendent of the Berkeley Unified School District.
I think it's foolish for us not to think that a teacher shouldn't be able to express how they personally feel on a topic. As long as the classroom teacher is not creating an intimidating atmosphere so that students can afford to express opposing views, that seems to me to be a perfectly healthy classroom.
But I suppose the larger point that he's trying to raise is how much control really should a parent have, can a parent have, over what his child is learning in the classroom?
Well, I think when issues are taken to an extreme, either to the right or left, that a parent has a legitimate right to be able to question those issues. And when it is viewed by those monitoring these things that a teacher has gone to the extreme, then the school system steps in, the appropriate actions are taken. But we're not going to establish an environment in our schools that inhibit the exchange of ideas.
But I wonder if Mr. Larrick is doing you a favor in a way. I mean, you live in a community that has an accepted liberal viewpoint. Maybe everybody is just sort of going along with this same sort of accepted liberal orthodoxy, and that Mr. Larrick may be providing, in a way, a valuable breath of fresh air in bringing up the other side.
Because I don't agree with him doesn't mean that Mr. Larrick shouldn't be listened to, when in fact he has brought out some issues and has been supported. So there have been moments when he has brought the issue to my attention anyway, and I have supported Mr. Larrick because he was absolutely right.
Michelle Lawrence is the superintendent of the Berkeley Unified School District. Thank you so much for joining us, Ms. Lawrence.
You're welcome.